This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States struck up to 10 unmanned drones in Yemen that were preparing to launch, a U.S. official said late on Wednesday, amid escalating tensions from the war in Gaza spreading through the region. The Iran-aligned Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have launched a wave of exploding drones and missiles at commercial vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in recent weeks. Turkish warplanes continue to pound U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria that are fighting Islamic State militants, Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish drones have been pounding the Syrian border region controlled by the Syrian Democratic Forces. Turkey accuses the SDF's main groups, the Kurdish YPG and YPJ, of being affiliated with the PKK, which both Ankara and Washington consider a terrorist organization. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now threatening a land invasion, but the SDF is backed by a U.S. military force of about 900 as part of the fight against the so-called Islamic State group. However, analysts point to reports that Washington is considering a pullout from Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, must be shut down.
And we need to get other UN agencies and other aid agencies replacing UNRWA if we're going to solve the problem of Gaza as we intend to do.
Major donors suspended their funding to the agency after Israel accused 12 of some 13,000 agency employees in Gaza of taking part in the October 7th U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas-led attack. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine have exchanged about 200 prisoners of war each, the countries say, despite tensions stemming from last week's crash of a military transport plane that Moscow claimed was carrying Ukrainian POWs. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After the January 24 crash in Russia's Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine, some Russian officials had publicly questioned the possibility of future POW swaps. But the Defense Ministry now says the countries exchanged 195 POWs each. After the statement was released, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 207 Ukrainians were freed. There was no immediate explanation for the different figures. Zelensky said on X, formerly Twitter, "We remember each Ukrainian in captivity, both warriors and civilians. We must bring them all back. We're working on it." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to a report this week by a coalition of civil society groups, in Nigeria at least 2,400 people have been killed and close to 1,900 others kidnapped since May last year when President Bola Tinubu assumed office, including armed gangs' brazen kidnap-for-ransom attacks carried out in recent weeks. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Nigerian President Tinubu condemned the attacks and ordered security forces to capture perpetrators. Last year, Tinubu vowed to fix Nigeria's security problems if elected president. After taking office, Tinubu retired several service chiefs and appointed new ones. Critics say that isn't enough. On Tuesday, members of the National Assembly summoned the service chiefs to discuss the state of security in the country. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
At a heated U.S. Senate hearing, social media company CEOs defended efforts to protect young people from exploitation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Parents who lost kids to suicide silently held up their pictures as Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin and top Republican Lindsey Graham addressed the CEOs of Meta, TikTok, X, and others, accusing them of putting profits over safety. But Meta's Mark Zuckerberg says his company and the others do try. In a heated exchange, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley asked Zuckerberg,
"Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?"
Zuckerberg turned to face them, apologized, and said Meta's investing in protecting online safety.
Make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
American actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a movie set in the U.S. state of New Mexico. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.